Blog Talk Radio.
Too many storms have passed your way, and you're all washed out, 'cause it rained on your parade. Seems nobody cares about you anyway. Now you're living your life like a castaway. Search for strength inside, was it all in vain? 'Cause the deeper you dig, you find more and more pain. Don't let your tomorrow be like yesterday, 'cause I spoke to God, I called out your name, and on your behalf I just asked if he would be there for you. I want you to
leave alone. Don't live life in distress. Just let go, let God. He'll work it out for you. My friend.
Never have to live a lie, never have to wonder why, never want for nothing, you're always satisfied, in the peace that his arms will provide. He will erase any guilt or shame, any bad habit you got, you won't want to do them again. Yes, we all can change, I can testify, see I spoke to God.
Don't live life.
you to do, be blessed. I know it ain't what you want right now, but it sure could be a lot worse. Just be blessed. Let him do a work in you.
welcome to Prolific Fire. I'm your humble host, Prophetess Stacy. I would like to thank each and every one of you for joining me on tonight. I feel so good being back in the studio talking to you all on tonight. Last weekend could not be helped. I want you to know that I take speaking to you all, telling you what God tells me to tell each of you seriously. And I was just lost last week without you all. I really missed you all. Hope you missed me too. But I'm back, and there's a word from the Lord on tonight, and I pray that you will be blessed. Once again, thank you for rejoining me tonight. We will get back on schedule. Thank you, Lord. The foundational text for tonight comes from Mark 5, verses 21 through 36, and I will be reading from the Message Bible on tonight. First, let's pray. Father God, in the name of Jesus, I thank you, Lord God, for the opportunity once again to come before your people and tell them what thus says the Lord. I pray that they will be blessed, be strengthened, and encouraged by tonight's word. Lord God, in the name of Jesus, thank you for sitting me down and you standing up mightily on tonight. Lord God, in the name of Jesus, say and do what you want to do on tonight. In the name of Jesus, amen. Now, getting into the word. Mark 5, starting with verse 21, and I'm going to read to verse 36 from the Message Bible. In the Message Bible, it's entitled, A Risk of Faith, but that's not the title that I gave it for tonight. After Jesus crossed over by boat, a large crowd met him at the seaside. One of the meeting place leaders named Jairus came. When he saw Jesus, he fell to his knees beside himself as he begged, My dear daughter is at death's door. Come and lay hands on her so she will live and get well, so that she will get well and live. Jesus went with him, the whole crowd tagging along, pushing and jostling him. A woman who had suffered a condition of hemorrhaging for 12 years, a long succession of physicians had treated her and treated her badly, taking all her money and leaving her worse off than before, had heard about Jesus. She slipped in from behind and touched his robe. She was thinking to herself, if I could put a finger on his robe, I could get well. The moment she did it, the flow of blood dried up. She could feel the change and knew her plague was over and done with. At that same moment, Jesus felt energy discharging from him. He turned around to the crowd and asked, Who touched my robe? His disciples said, What are you talking about? With this crowd pushing and jostling you, you're asking, Who touched me? Dozens have touched you. But he went on asking, looking around to see who had done it. The woman, knowing what had happened, knowing she was the one, stepped up in fear and trembling, knelt before him and gave him the whole story. Verse 34, he said to her, Daughter, you took a risk of faith, and now you're healed and whole. Live well, live blessed, be healed of your plague. And really focus in on verse 35 and verse 36, because I know you think I'm going to talk about the woman with the issue of blood. But I assure you, she is not the key person in tonight's message. So pay close attention to verse 35 and verse 36. While he was still talking, some people came from the leader's house and told him, Your daughter is dead. Why bother the teacher anymore? 36, Jesus overheard what they were talking about and said to the leader, Don't listen to them. Just trust me. The title of tonight's message is Get the Deaf Out of Your Ears. Get the Deaf Out of Your Ears. That's interesting all by itself. God gave me that title. In the text, Jairus came to Jesus in desperate need of a miracle. His daughter was at death's door. Jesus agreed to go with Jairus to his house. At this point, Jairus is full of faith, believing his daughter would get well the moment Jesus lays hands on her. En route to his house, Jairus and Jesus encountered a woman with an issue of blood. After 12 years, she touches the robe of Jesus and is instantly healed. Now, Jairus, could have gotten upset with this woman for cutting in, but he didn't. Had that been some of us and we knew that Jesus had just agreed to go to our house and somebody else cut in and they started getting their miracle, we would have gotten upset. But not Jairus. Jairus did not get upset, although he could have. When something comes between you and what God has promised, don't get upset. When something comes between you and what God has promised, don't get upset. Press into your faith and pay attention. Witnessing this woman's healing must have sent Jairus' faith for his daughter's healing over the top. He knew he had made the right decision by coming, and Jesus was about to heal his baby too. The first thing I want you to notice tonight is the timing. The woman with the issue of blood touches Jesus' robe and gets healed. And in verse 34 of Mark 5, 34, Jesus said to her, "Daughter, you took a risk of faith, and now you're healed and whole." While Jesus was still, verse 35, while Jesus was still talking, it was then that some people came from Jairus' house and told him, "Your daughter is dead. Why bother the teacher anymore? Your daughter is dead. Why bother the teacher anymore? There are some words you just don't need to hear." That was the last thing Jairus needed to hear. He was so close to receiving healing for his daughter, he didn't need to hear those negative words. When God is about to bless you, expect a distraction. When God is about to bless you, expect a distraction. God gave me this definition. He said that a distraction could be anything. It could be a person, a place, or a thing strategically sent at the right time to break your focus. A distraction is a person, place, or thing strategically sent at the right time to break your focus. Broken focus equals a missed opportunity to receive. Broken focus equals a missed opportunity to receive. Don't let anyone separate you from your answer. When your faith maximizes to another level, and I'm quite sure we all can testify to this, when your faith maximizes to another level, here comes the devil. When your faith maximizes to another level, here comes the devil. Just like somebody from Jairus' house brought him news that opposed his faith, somebody close to you would challenge the blessing coming to you. Somebody close to you would challenge the blessing coming to you. The adversary lives to wreck your faith and wreck your nerves in the process. And somebody just said, amen. He loves to wreck your faith and wreck your nerves. That's what he lives for. Jesus, aware of the devil's tactics, quickly got in control of the situation. Verse 36 says, Jesus overheard what they were talking about and said to the leader, he said to Jairus, "Don't listen to them. Just trust me. There will be many voices in your ear, but if they are not talking what God has said or saying, don't listen. There will be many voices in your ear, but if they are not talking what God has said or saying, don't listen." In this, your breakthrough to blessing season, your breakthrough to blessing season, somebody needs to receive that. You need to connect not just with people who can see, but with people who can discern. Seeing is natural sight. Discernment is spiritual sight. Seeing is natural sight. Discernment is spiritual sight. Jairus' connection to Jesus was the breakthrough his daughter desperately needed. Breakthrough happens when you connect to the right person. Connecting is powerful. That's why the Bible warns against being bound together with unbelievers. 2 Corinthians 6 and 14. "Do not be bound together with unbelievers, join with them in sin. For what partnership has righteousness and lawlessness? Or what fellowship has light with darkness?" The word fellowship means joint participation toward a common goal. It displeases God when fellowship involves the wrong people. Listen to this reference scripture describing the damage of wrong fellowship. This is 1 Corinthians 5:2 in the Amplified Bible. And you are proud and arrogant, and you ought to rather to mourn. You are proud and arrogant, and ought rather to mourn. Bow in sorrow and in shame until the person who has done this shameful thing is removed from your fellowship and in your midst. And you are proud and arrogant. Proud and arrogant, and you ought rather to mourn. Bow in sorrow and in shame until the person who has done this shameful thing is removed from your fellowship and in your midst. Powerful. Anything that causes us to lose focus displeases God. That's why in verse 36 of Mark 5, when the wrong words and people surrounded Jairus, Jesus quickly intervened. Don't listen to them, just trust me. Just implying that the only thing any of us need to do is trust Jesus, trust God. Stop listening to them, relatives, friends, coworkers. This is for somebody. When you go to work in the morning with your faith scriptures displayed in your cubicle, don't lend your ear to the gossip around you. You are too close to your breakthrough, your healing, your miracle. When you go to work in the morning with your faith scriptures, I can just see you with your faith scriptures displayed in your cubicle. Do not lend your ear to the gossip around you. You are too close to your breakthrough, your healing, your miracle. Remember the words of Jesus to Jairus. Don't listen to them. Just trust me. But love, don't miss out on what God can provide for you. Listening to and trusting the wrong people can be deadly. But love, don't miss out on what God has provided for you. Listening to and trusting the wrong people can be deadly. Get the deaf out of your ears. Just imagine if Jairus had listened to and taken into his mind, accepted the words that were brought to him. Acceptance of those words would have been deaf to his child. You can't receive every word you hear. You definitely cannot. Proverbs 18:21 from the Message Bible says, words kill, words give life. They're either poison or fruit. You choose. Get the death out of your ears. Proverbs 18:14 in the Message Bible. A healthy spirit conquers adversity. But what can you do when your spirit is crushed? The devil knows as long as your spirit is in a healthy state, you will conquer, overcome. So he seeks to crush your spirit, crush your hope. In the text, he tried to crush Jairus' hope using familiar people, or should I say familiar spirits, to bring words of death and disrupt what Jesus had already agreed to. Four things the devil seeks to do. Distract, discourage, derail, and demote. Four things the devil seeks to do. Distract, discourage, derail, and demote. If he can distract you, you lose focus. If he can discourage you, you lose hope. If he can derail you, you lose time by being off track. If he can demote you, you lose the passion of your purpose. Once again, the four things the devil seeks to do, distract, discourage, derail, demote. If he can distract you, you lose focus. If he can discourage you, you lose heart. If he can derail you, you lose time by being off track. And if he can demote you, you lose the passion of your purpose. In verse 24 of Mark 5, Jesus agreed to go with Jairus to his house. What God has agreed to do in your life, nobody can disrupt. What God has agreed to do in your life, nobody can disrupt. Only your disbelief can break that connection. Only your disbelief can break that connection. Therefore, stay in faith. Don't listen to them. Trust me, Jesus said. Get the deaf out of your ears. The second and final thing I want you to notice tonight is the initiator. Jairus went to Jesus. He didn't sit still patiently waiting on God, on Jesus to seek him out. Some of you, like Jairus, can't afford to quietly wait. Be an initiator of your own blessing. Some of you, like Jairus, cannot afford to quietly wait. Be an initiator of your own blessing. Seek God in prayer with your whole heart. Deuteronomy 4:29-31. Again, this is the Message Bible. But even there, if you seek God, your God, you will be able to find him. If you are serious, looking for him with your whole heart and soul, when troubles come and all these awful things happen to you, in future days you will come back to God, your God, and listen obediently to what he says. God, your God, is above all a compassionate God, In the end, he will not abandon you. He will not bring you to ruin. He won't forget the covenant with your ancestors he swore to them. Seek God in faith. I love this from the Message Bible. This is Hebrews 11:6, Message Bible. It's impossible to please God apart from faith. And why? Because anyone who wants to approach God must believe both that he exists and that he cares enough to respond to those who seek him. It's impossible to please God apart from faith. And why? Because anyone who wants to approach God must believe both that he exists and that he cares enough to respond to those who seek him. Have faith, approach God. He exists. He cares enough to respond. The initiative in order to receive. There's no dominant role when it comes to faith. Look at the text. Both the woman with the issue of blood and Jairus, the leader in the meeting place in the synagogue, took the initiative. So whether you are male or female, do what you need to do. Effort is a seed that will yield a harvest. You cannot be lazy and expect to receive a blessing. Effort is a seed that will yield a harvest. You cannot be lazy and expect to receive a blessing. Again, do what you need to do. But above all, get the deaf out of your ears. That concludes the message on tonight. I pray that each of you were blessed in some way by what God had to say through me on tonight. If there's anybody on the phone that desires prayer, you can match one at this time. If there's anybody online listening, you can text me at this time. Begin texting me at 865-408-8690. That's 865-408-8690. Or you can email me if you prefer. It's prolificfire@gmail.com. That's prolificfire, just like the show, prolificfire@gmail.com, while we go to a song. This is It's Gonna Be Nice by Yolanda Adams. Because what God has in store for each of us, even though we have to go through some things, it's gonna be nice.
Well, well, it's gonna be nice. Promised me that my days would be problem free, but you did promise to always take care of me. Right now it seems that my trouble will never end. I know you promised to be my closest friend, and it's gonna be nice.
It's gonna be nice. It's gonna be nice.
Whatever you got.
Crazy, right?
remind myself daily who lives inside of me. And when I stay close to you, close to me, you're gonna be. No more crying about my situation. I know what I gotta do. I gotta pray, gotta trust, gotta believe, depend on you. Yeah.
It's gonna be nice.
It's gonna be nice. Whatever you got for me, it's gonna be nice. It seems crazy right now, but I know you're shining in the midst of it. Love, I'm gonna shout right now. Oh, so I don't have the right to give up. I don't have the right to give in. You're gonna bring me through, so I'm gonna put my trust in you. I don't have the right to give up.
It's crazy right now,
it's
crazy right now, but I know I can't see my way through this, but I know you're working in the midst of it.
I can't shine
right now,
it's crazy right now,
that's when you come through for me, every time, every time.
Father God, I thank you tonight for every listener, Lord God, whether they are listening now or they will be listening later on Facebook, Twitter, or in archives, Lord God, or whether on iTunes. You have blessed this ministry in so many ways. However they get the word, I pray that they will be blessed by what they heard on tonight. Father God, expose the distractors in our lives. Teach us to respond in faith. Teach us to respond in faith to you always. Give us the strength and the wisdom to ignore and not to receive, accept words that are a contradiction to what you have said, promised for our lives. Give us the patience to listen and trust you only. Disconnect us from the wrong people. Connect us to people who can help us birth a breakthrough, who can discern, and I just see in the name of Jesus. Once again, if you want to contact me, you can email me at prolificfire@gmail.com. If you desire prayer or private consultation in the things of God, you can email me or you can text me at 865-408-86590, or you can call that number if you desire. Also, you can follow me on Twitter at prolificfire or Facebook at facebook.com/prophetessstacy. And I would like to thank each and every one of you that have sold into this ministry. You are a blessing to me, and I know that God is smiling because you are making it possible for other people to hear the word that you have heard. This ministry is fertile, so if you would like to sow into this ministry, all you need to do is get a PayPal account. If you don't have one already, just go to paypal.com. It is free. I prefer to use the app because it's easier after you have the account set up. But this ministry is fertile. God bless this ministry. He named this ministry, as I always say. It means fertile, highly fruitful, producing abundant works or results, producing in large quantities, highly productive. And he told me to do something that I don't normally do, but I'm obeying God tonight. He told me to pray over each of you that have sown already. So here we go. Father God, thank you for every seed sower who has listened and received the fruit of your word and has chosen to give back into the fertile ground of prolific fire so that others may hear and be blessed. Touch their lives in the area they need it most. Touch and multiply their blessing, their harvest, some 30, some 60, some 100-fold, according to their faith, be it unto them. Give back to them. Cause no lack to exist in their lives. Hear and answer their prayers. In the name of Jesus, amen. I would like to thank each and every one of you for being a part. Whatever part you play, it means a lot to me that you would believe in this ministry enough just to listen and to receive the word of God. I pray that the word of God will work richly in your life on this week, supplying you with whatever it is that you need. Join me once again on next week. Same time, same place. God bless you. Good night.